Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl changes his mobile phone carrier to Verizon. It's our listener limerick challenge. The number is 1-888. Wait. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Adam, every day in the UK, in shops, homes, and boardrooms, people physically hurt each other doing something that isn't even illegal yet. A member of parliament is taking action to protect his citizens through the force of law. What does he want classified as an assault? Happens every day.
Aggressive cheeriness.
No.
Overly aggressive cheeriness.
No.
Really overly aggressive cheeriness.
No.
Annoyingly much. So it's something that you can do in offices.
Something people do it all day, everywhere. And he thinks it's dangerous and needs to be classified as an assault. Usually they do it upon meeting each other.
Handshaking.
Exactly right. Handshakes. Strong handshakes in particular.
Oh, wow.
Parliament member Paul Flynn doesn't like handshakes. He says, quote, "They are unnecessary, unhygienic, germ-spreading intrusions. Some oafs use them to prove the strength of their personalities with bone crushers. They should be summoned for assault," unquote.
Oh, that, you were quoting Girly Hands Flynn.
I was. Flynn says he's tried everything to deter firm handshakes, up to and including, quote, "yelps of pain." This makes his tormentors want to do it again, apparently.
I agree
with
that. Yes, yeah. The handshake. I like the bow. What about in Japan? Bow?
I like spooning.
If everybody did gently that, spooning someone
at work,
as you meet. Yeah.
I think it's nice. Yeah.
That's just amazing to consider. Julia, this week, Jenny Sanford, wife of South Carolina governor, or soon to be ex-wife of South Carolina governor, and outdoor enthusiast,
yes.
Mark Sanford.
Yes.
She released her memoir. She writes candidly about her marriage, including a story about the wedding where her husband-to-be insisted on removing what word from their vows?
The word faithful.
Yes.
Now, if that isn't a sign that this guy's not going to turn out good, I don't know what
I know.
Is.
That's real foresight.
Really? But like,
planning ahead.
You know, oh, he just didn't want that one word. That's all right.
He wanted to save time to get to the cake.
Exactly, because he loves me so much.
In a world with both John Edwards and Tiger Woods in it, you'd think the race for world's worst husband would be over, but Mark Sanford is in it to win.
Wow, those Carolinas.
Yeah.
According to his ex, like I said, soon-to-be ex-wife, Sanford, a lawyer to the last, removed the promise to be faithful from their wedding vows, but he did insert a clause promising to always enjoy hiking. And she was disappointed, but she agreed to his terms back then. In fact, a careful reading of the wedding ceremony reveals that Sanford really did a fine job with the vows. They read, "I, Mark, take you, Jenny, to have and to hold from this day forward for better or for pretty good, for rich or at least upper middle class, till death do we part or I meet a hot chick from Buenos Aires, whichever comes first."
John Edwards and Mark Sanford belong together.
I know, they really do.
In a
really
sitcom.
Exactly. It's called Don't Tell. But they'd be a terrible couple. Oh, no, the hair. Don't must the hair. Leave it alone.
You're saying they're both Felix in this scenario?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Adam, Electronic Arts has come up with a new video game so perfect we're surprised no one has thought of it before. They're basing this new game on what?
Joe Biden.
We're not kidding. We think this is a great idea. We're like, this is great.
So it's something that a video game has never been based on before.
As far as we know.
It's based on video games.
No.
You control a kid on a couch playing a video game.
And it's got
very meta, but it's very entertaining.
It's got two sequels that are already ready to go. You got Purgatorio and Paradiso.
Inferno?
Yeah, Dante's Inferno. A video game based on Dante's Inferno. Think about it.
Uh-huh.
Dante Alighieri's epic poem was the blueprint for the original video game. You get 9 circles of hell. That's just a fancy way of saying 9 levels. Mm. And at the end, what do you find but the ultimate boss character to fight, right? Epic poetry has never kicked butt so hard as players fight their way through the circles of lust, anger, and violence. The idea is so successful that Electronic Arts is planning a whole line of games based on classic world literature. There's Don Quixote Kong. A 100 Years of Solitaire. And Ernest Hemingway's classic, Pac-Man and the Sea.
Aren't they reissuing Dante's Inferno? Like, they're reissuing the book, too, saying, the book that inspired the fantastic video game.
I'm sure, and they'll replace the art.
Yes.
And people read the book and go, God, in the book he doesn't have a machine gun. That's weird.
It does.
Right.
And Virgil's not a babe. I don't understand this. I have more classic literature video games.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
We have the game War and Peace, but mostly War. One of my favorites, Super Karamazov Brothers.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Charles Dickens, A Tale of Sim Cities. Grand Theft Odyssey. Mm. Pride and Extreme Prejudice. Love in the Time of Tetris.
Wow, how long were you?
It's amazing
with this?
We got anything else
what
done.
What else
this
did you
week?
Do this week?